Welcome to TrackRed.com, the leader in route optimization and intelligent dispatching. In this video, we'll show you how to add and manage users on an existing account, and then how to create a route and split it based on certain parameters such as maximum number of hours or maximum number of stops. So first things first, once you've logged in, you should be redirected here to this routing page. And in the upper left, you should see the My Account tab. Go ahead and click that. Now, in the lower right, you should see a Manage Users link. Go ahead and click that. Now here, you have the form for a new user, so go ahead and fill that out with whatever you see fit. We're going to call him Steve, and he'll have all this information. Okay. Now, down here for the roles, here's where everything kind of matters. This is sort of why you would have an extra user. Manager is... they can do everything. They can make payments, they can view payments, they can do everything related to routes. They can make a new route, edit routes, view routes, etc. Staff can do everything related to the routes that I just mentioned, but not the administrative stuff. Visitor is very basic. That's just if you have like a customer, if you're a company, you have a customer who just needs to log in and view payments they've made or something of that sort. So we're going to go ahead and make Steve a staff member. And now we need to give him a password. Oops. And that should be good. Excellent. Okay. Now, I will at the end log in as Steve and kind of show you the difference in what we can do and everything. And show you what it looks like from his perspective, so to speak. So, first, we will need to build a route. So go back to Routing tab. Now, Excel... and now here you have everything that you kind of need to know to upload a spreadsheet, the right format, the wrong format, and all the necessary columns. Now here on the left you'll see more options, and it's also down here near the upload button. Go ahead and click that. It'll bring you to this page, and it has a list of a lot more columns that you could have on your Excel spreadsheet with more information that you can fill in. So anyway, go back, and now choose the file, and upload. And everything looks good. Great. Now here, I'll show you on each stop, there's this. You can open up the edit window. Now this is all the information that was in the spreadsheet, but you can see there's a lot more fields you can enter in. Even for a description, you can say, you know, go up the stairs. So it's just a little bit more piece of information that you can add there. So, anyway. Now we need to make a vehicle. I'm going to make a vehicle up here. Let's Kelsey Bushnell. I'm going to copy her address. Oops, that's okay. Where is she? Down here. New. Now, we're going to call this vehicle Steve. And all this information. Now, here what you can do is we've added a button for convenience, same as start. So the finish address and the starting address can be the same. So it'll try to do everything in kind of a big circle with you, beginning and ending at the same place. So, save changes. Alright, perfect. Now, we are going to go ahead and add another vehicle. Now, we're going to add it down here where Alicia Hope is. And go to new. We're going to name this one Johnny. Here's the street. And hold on 1 second. Yeah. Okay. Now, we'll do the same thing. Perfect. Now, we got two vehicles. Awesome. Now that we have Steve and Johnny both checked and all the stops checked, it will take into account all of that, and what it's going to do is try to, as evenly as possible, distribute this load of stops between these two vehicles. So let's go ahead and build the route. Just takes a few seconds. Excellent. Okay. So now here we're viewing Johnny's route. He's a bit more farther south, and then here's Steve's. He's a bit more farther north. Steve has 24 stops, and Johnny has 16, so pretty even. Johnny has to visit more kind of remote areas. So, okay, now go to get directions for both of them. There you go. Everything comes up beautifully. Steve. Same thing. Okay, great. Now that's one way to do it. Now here's another way to kind of divide the load. I'm going to delete all this, actually. Delete this one too. Now, what I'm going to do is in Steve, you see these fields down here? Stops, you can have, you, if you know for sure, I only want to visit 10 stops a day, no matter how long it takes. So you can put in 10. Or what you can do is you say, more realistically, if you know that you're going to be visiting, you only are going to want like to work for just a couple hours a day, and just you know, or eight, however many. It just depends on the number of stops and everything. So in this example, we'll put two, and we'll see how many routes we get. Now, what it's going to do is it's only going to give me enough stops to fill approximately a 2 hour period of time. If it ends up being a little over 2 hours, you can always mess with it and maybe decrease it a bit and just make it 1 hour. But we're going to go ahead and build the route and see how this does. What does this give us? Great. Yeah, we have three routes. Perfect. So the first one has 14, second one has 9, and the third one has 17. But you can see that these are a bit closer together. The second one is pretty far out, I think. Yeah, because it zooms in for three. Yep. So great. We got a good even load here. Now, that is the main way to do it. Now, the last thing I wanted to do was show you guys, just to log into Steve, just to show you guys what it looks like. Actually, first, we need to share the routes. So we're going to go one by one and save these routes. Just yep, name them whatever they give us. Okay. Now, we're going to go to share route, and we're going to just hit find, and it'll bring up everything. So now we will pick Steve, share. Oops, do that, share. There we go. Okay, now we're going to share the other two as well. Great. Let's go back. Right. Select Steve, share. Excellent. Okay. Now go back to his account so that I can get his account number real quick. It's 161763. We're just going to copy that for convenience. Log out. Log back in. And here's his account number. And then here is his password. Okay. Now here you can see it's blank right now, but now we can load the routes that we saved and we shared. So go to find, and there they are. Perfect. So we're going to load them one by one. Okay, yeah, that looks like that's about it. We got all our different routes here, one by one. They're all here. Excellent. Great. So just to recap, if you're going to share them, when you're the manager or the staff person, make sure you go to save route, you give it a name, then you click share, and then you make sure that you share it with the person. It'll show up, of course. And then when you log in as the other person, then you click load route, and it should show up. So then you load them, and everything should be there as normal. So hope this was helpful for you guys. Take care, and hope to see you online.